You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Yeah, indeed, this is Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. I am your friend, Christopher Manti, and your host for today's activities. Hope my voice isn't too messed up. Feeling a little throat action going on. Just wanted to shout out, because I always forget, is the voice that you hear on the intro to this podcast is a man named Stephen Buckley in the UK. And he's a friend. And we met surreptitiously, you know, God thing, several years ago in Israel. And he's a great dude. So I said, you know what? Your voice would add maybe credibility, because everyone who's British sounds credible. Anyway, that's the voice you hear on the intro and the outro sometimes on the podcast here. So just wanted to throw him a bone there and say thank you, Steve. Appreciate you very much. Okay. As always, please, I want you to know, thank you for watching. Please share this right now. Hit the share button, whether you're on Facebook. Oh my gosh, we're back on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter X, or Instagram. We're on all those places simultaneously on various pages and channels. So please do hit the share button and like and subscribe, all that stuff. Wings of the Eagle is where you want to follow, or my personal pages or things that have my name on it. It's really me. So it's a pretty original name, so it's hard to fake, but I don't know of any fakers out there yet. Anyway, it's supported by you. Your offerings, your giving is how we continue this ministry in general, and certainly this podcast and these tools that you see to bring these things to you, these, you know, hardware and all that. Anyway, it all has a cost, so please support us today. Pray and give. WingsOfTheEagle.com/donate. See at the bottom of your screen, things that may interest you, like the rapture, like the millennium, like you maybe need a church. All that stuff can be found at the bottom of your screen. If you're just listening on Spotify or whatever podcast channel you're on, you can go to WingsOfTheEagle.com/rapture/millennium or endtime.church. Okay. I think that settles the housekeeping here. Bondservant, hello, as always, the ubiquitous one. Greetings to you, my friend and sister. And if you are not my brother or sister in Christ Jesus, I strongly advise you get that taken care of today. You don't know how much longer you have. He could require your soul tonight, friend. And that's really the bottom line of this whole thing. But what I wanted to talk about is some kind of crossover today, okay? So I know we've been doing a lot of UAP, UFO stuff. I know we've been doing prophecy a lot, obviously, since the beginning of this podcast. And sometimes you get crossover. And this is one of those things, one of those times about this word called disclosure. Disclosure is a nice word. It's bandied around a lot, especially in this UFO topic. But it's to reveal something, to disclose is, you know, the opposite of withholding or concealing, right? Hence the name of the podcast, by the way, Unsealed, right? That has to do with the book of Daniel, etc. But the principle is from Jesus himself, about things being revealed or disclosed. And it's not to be taken lightly. We should take it deadly serious and be encouraged by it. If we, you know, find ourselves, you know, thinking, wow, when is this going to actually come out? Or, you know, when's the truth going to come out? Or when's this going to be disclose this whether it's a secret, this evil, this whatever. Nothing will remain hidden, friends. That's the guarantee by Jesus. So I'm going to read near the scripture on that in a second. So it doesn't matter what it is. He's talking to Pharisees at that moment, but he brings it into a very large category of everything. Nothing will remain hidden, from UAP government cover-ups, which is true, and you're seeing that begin to unravel even today, to Christian ministries collapsing in scandal. We're seeing that happen today. I mean, literally today. Last night, another big revelation of not only sin, but or wrongdoing, but criminality by Mike Bickle and IHOP. But just to false doctrines being uncovered and exposed of every kind, of every stripe, the pre-tribulation rapture, amillennialism, you know, dehumanizing of Israel, you name it. And all the other false doctrines, every false religion, every false belief is going bye-bye. And so that should encourage us, all right? So first of all, where do we get this from? Actually, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all mention it, or in those Gospels, Jesus says it, in all of them. I'm going to read from Luke 12 with the full context. In the meantime, after so many thousands of the people had gathered, they were stepping on one another. Jesus began speaking, first of all, to his disciples. That means sharpen up, if you call yourself his disciple, first of all to you, be continually on your guard. This is the amplified version. Be continually on your guard against the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is justifying themselves. Self-righteous. They say one thing and do another. They say they're sinless, but they're full of sin. But there is nothing so carefully concealed that it will not be revealed, nor so hidden that it will not be made known. There it is. For that reason, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. And whatever you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. That is a promise. That's an encouragement. And it's also a warning. First to his disciples. Right? First to the church. The church worldwide. No matter what your denomination. If you are a disciple, if you follow Jesus, if he is your Lord and Master, if you confess that he is the Son of God and he is raised from the dead, and you follow him, that's your Lord, that's him, that you're his disciple. First of all, to you, know that. There is nothing that you have spoken in secret, in the dark, maybe to one other, that you think is going to be secret. It's not. And whatever you whisper behind closed doors, it will be proclaimed on the housetops. So not only will it come out, it's going to be the very opposite of what you intended. You thought it was secret? You thought it was between you and one or two others? It's going to be proclaimed to millions. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. Nothing. Nothing is so hidden that it will not be made known. Everything is coming out. First of all, if you know Jesus as God himself in the flesh, you can say, well, okay, I get that. If you don't know him that way, you're going to say, how would Jesus possibly know that? What is he talking about? He must be delusional. Or those words must not be from him, right? Well, it is. And he means it. And everything is coming out. I'm going to touch on these two areas that are overlapping. I'm not going to get into the false doctrine stuff because it's just too much. I mean, too many to name. But I don't care if you think I'm crazy on this. And by the way, I had to disassociate. It was apparently becoming a problem. I have one of the partner channels that I've been on all along, years. who I was, you know, coming alongside with the Islamic Antichrist paradigm and a lot of other stuff. And, you know, I was helping them do their thing and whatever. And then all of a sudden, one or two folks who were involved in that didn't like what I was talking about with UFOs. So I think I'm crazy. All of a sudden, boop, you're right. Like, I don't know, Lord, again, just like last week, I put out a thing about, you know, things I've got, like unforgiveness and things, because things were happening from other ministries and ministers and brothers and sisters. I had no idea why. Like, what is going on? Why are you choosing this particular issue over, you know, fellowship with me or what I do? It's ridiculous. I still don't get it. But anyway, this is another one of those things. And so that just happened. It just happened. So it continues. But everything's going to come out. The UAP stuff is not fake. The UFO stuff is not fake. I was told more than once by many people, hey, Tiki, what's up, brother? Transorbital. Okay. Transorbital. I plead ignorance on that. What does that mean? Around the going in orbit, going in a circle? Sounds spacey, right? That's cool. So sorry, Bond Servant says, yep, already we have seen some revealing already. It's going to be crazy when it's all revealed. Yeah, and it's going to take, you know, it's not an instantaneous, like everything's coming out tomorrow. But it will, eventually. By the day of the Lord, the judgment, okay? The day of the Lord, that's it. You can't hide anything. Whether it's in a believer's life, or you're some nation or government or church, you're all exposed. So you better expose yourself to God now. You better just lay it all out there right now, especially if you're a believer. If you already claim him, you know, to be his child and to be his disciple, then you might as well get it out there right this second. Just do it yourself, because if he has to do it, it's going to be way worse for you and the people you love. And so to leave the UAP thing, okay, like there's something there. You know, I've dedicated a lot of time, especially the last year or so, doing my due diligence on this stuff. Because I never want to promote anything that's false. I never want to believe anything that's false. I never want to tell, as a teacher, I know I'm held to a stricter account. So I don't care what the topic is, whether it's the Bible or not. I don't want to do a podcast on something that might be incorrect. And if it's speculation, I'm going to say it's speculation. Or if it's something I don't know, I'll say I don't know. But I think it's important. I think the Lord is, you know, the Holy Spirit is leading me to talk about this, and I'm not going to apologize for that. Because he's always right. I'm wrong, but he's not. Anyway, yes, it's all coming out, okay? Disclosure on the UAP thing is happening. Similarly, and we can go back to that if you all want. You can guide this conversation today, whoever's watching or listening. But literally last night, a new revelation came out about Mike Bickle trying to rape basically a 14-year-old, had a grooming relationship, said the same crap to her. This was a long time ago, granted, but no one knew about it. Huh. Now, I think it was the Kansas City Star, one of the local newspapers where the IHOP KC is located, did some digging and found someone who was just coming out, but this woman was 14 at the time. She's been with IHOP this whole time. As recently as December. You can go read the article for yourself, and it's penned by her. It's not, she gives her real name, and not a Jane Doe. It took her this long to come out of it's such a deep delusion and deception. When you think a man of God is with you or supporting you or speaking kindly or romantically to you or whatever, I don't know, but, and it's not the end. Okay. This is not the end, but that's not the point. The point is, it's all going to come out. There's not been one confession by Mike Bickle or IHOP to this point. It's all been forced upon them. That's exactly what's happening with the UAP thing. Nothing has been admitted to without it being forced out. The Air Force, the Pentagon, the CIA, whatever, they will never admit anything until they're forced to. And these videos that have been released the past couple of years have forced them to admit they were lying for decades about not caring about UFOs. They actually care a lot about them, to the point of classifying everything so no one knows about them. And yeah, these videos that you saw are actually true. They're actually unidentified. That means we don't know what they are. They're not American. They're not anyone else's stuff. And we can't explain them. So like, it's until, and that's why they're the same. Nothing is being volunteered. There's no righteous stuff happening. They're self-righteous, like the Pharisees. They say one thing, but do the opposite. And that can be any one of us. That can be every single one of you watching this right now. And me. And all your families. And your friends. And your governments. And all the people you hate. And all the people you love. IHOP, KC has to close. I thought this for right after I heard this stuff. And I kind of sort of have said it once or twice. And I'm just, there's no reason to hold back anymore. Obviously, it should close. Because it's still a environment where abuse either is happening or can happen at any time. Because the leader was an abuser. And put whatever name in there you want. But he allowed other abusers to serve in leadership and on staff. And we don't know how many actually there were, because every time it comes up, apparently the people are told to hush it up and do an internal, you know, Matthew 18 and never tell anyone. What's that? That's the same crap, garbage, bile, gross, satanic stuff that the government is doing with UAPs. And by the way, private industry is doing with UAPs. They deny. If anything ever comes up, oh, let's talk about this internally. Don't let it come out. Our brand is too important. There's too much money involved in this. Too many millions. National security. Right? It's the church is always, oh, but the church is doing good work. And the government's always national security. They're phony. They're made up. Those are excuses. Those are easily... They say that because most people just believe it and then leave them alone. It's an internal affair. We've got it from here. Self-policing. Yes, self-policing. This is the same. Bickle needs to be behind bars. Yeah, he does. And again, I mean, I chose not to read the whole article. There's no reason to. It's not going to change any opinion of mine or get informed more, other than the specific allegations, whether there was actual whatever you can, how much was actually occurring sexually between them and what not, or what did or didn't happen. I don't care. All right. He was 20 some years old. He was almost 30 years old. This was his babysitter, this 14-year-old. The babysitter. He had a 2-year-old son, and he had little babies younger than two. And he's propositioning his 14-year-old babysitter, saying, my wife is going to die and you can be their mom. It's more than gross. I mean, it's evil. And okay, well, that happened. And then other things happen. And then other things happen. And then you hire people who do the same things. And not just to women. There's homosexual rape, okay, going on in IHOP. Or abuse. Hey, Mo Cool, welcome, brother. Thank you. ETC meaning End Time Church. Yeah. That may be a case of No, I don't know why I didn't see your earlier comment. It's not on my list. Oh, cool. I'm sorry. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I should. But guys, it's not just Mike Pickle. It's not just IHOP. FAI. Dalton Thomas, Dalton Lifsey, his real name, finally got himself booted after multiple affair is not even the right word. Abuse incidents. Over a decade. And it's only because he got caught. From what I understand, this has happened at least 4 or 5 times. And the issue is not, oh, well, that's the bad apple and everyone else is peachy. You know, no problem with anybody else. It's just one person. Like, oh, it's just Bickle or oh, it's just Dalton. No. You can't. First of all, that's a stupid comment. That doesn't make sense. That's not the way things work. Usually. It's always a culture. And the evidence is extremely strong that it is a cultural issue within those organizations because the ones who are the guilty ones are the founders. So it's baked into the whole organization. What do I mean by that? When Jesus himself says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Yes, he's likening it to the kingdom of God, but it's the same principle. You put a little in there, it's going to spread everywhere else. You're the baker in that scenario, right? You're sprinkling in the yeast. It's going to expand. It's going to grow. It's going to go to every part of the bread. That's what it does. It's not just the kingdom of God. That's why Paul says sin is the same thing. Ends up in death. When sin is fully conceived, right? That whole thing, it's a process. If it's going to grow and grow and grow, it'll kill you. Why would you want to salvage such a rotten organization? That's not casting accusations on anyone else other than it's probably true that other people are engaging in things that the leader engaged in. It's common sense. And it's all going to come out. Just like, again, just to tie it back to this thing that's coming out now, because they're being forced to. They're not going to admit it. Self-policing is a lie. It's a fallen man trying to cover his own butt, saying we're going to self-police. Do not believe anybody who says they're going to self-police their organization, especially if it's a giant multi-million dollar operation, international, tons of, you know, so many different people involved and different tentacles and all this stuff where you can't possibly have your finger on who's doing what all the time. There's no self-policing. That's why Jesus, even in the church, he demands accountability from others. As a pastor, I'm accountable to my elders. My pastor is accountable to his elders. And if you're in a big denomination, that's part of the reason why there is a denomination. Basically, you're accountable to someone else. They're accountable to someone else. They're accountable to some, right? Because just that principle should tell you God does not, you cannot rely on one leader. And if the organization is so too big to fail, that's a thing now. Too big to fail. Our brand is too good. We're doing too many good things. It's too much invested in this. Too much time, too much money, national security. It's all invested. We can't change it now. We can't let someone else, a third party, come in and really do find out what's going on. That's why IHOP has to this day said no to third parties. For example, that's why the Pentagon always fails their audits. Because they're playing funny. They think it's hilarious. to spend money on things that are illegal. That they're not telling their accountability partners in the Congress about. Right? Same thing. And the only asterisk to anything that I just talked about, whether it's the UAP stuff or the IHOP or FAI, the only silver anything is, I don't say the fact of, because it's not a fact yet, the possibility that FAI is bringing a third party, a true third party, to get to the bottom of all this, if it was just. But from what I understand, and yes, I'm still tangentially kind of trying to keep tabs on it because obviously I have a lot of personal experience in that, but and the people there, but like, as far as I know, this third party thing, even though it was promised in November, I guess, has not begun yet. And meanwhile, Mr. Lissy has said he's gone from that organization, but as Tiki just said right here, he just posted a few days ago, first time since November. My sister pointed this out to me yesterday. I'm not going to talk about what even it is, but I don't know if it's supposed to be some Christian venture or what, but it's he's rounding up the same old promotional machine again. And talk about intensives and getaways and media projects and film. Like, come on, man. Just anyway, whatever. It's his soul. Tiki also says Dalton needs deliverance. Yeah. His first message after all this was to monetize his followers for a new endeavor instead of speaking to his failing. That's a good point. We all deal with feelings. We all deal with failings. He needs to do as well. Yeah. Well, I mean, to this point, he's still, blaming someone else. He's blame shifting. It's just typical. Call it what you want. You know, I'm not going to get into psychobabble or whatever. It's like you said, deliverance. That's probably the right answer. Demonic is certainly maybe part of it, but you don't need a demon to be in the flesh. Okay, and that's what basically this is. Your flesh is taking over your spirit, and there's no spirituality at all in any of this, even though you claim it. And that's the issue, right? That's what Jesus has a big problem with. Like with the Pharisees, if you want to be this way, and be a business person, still bad, still wrong. You're not right with God, but whatever. You're still gonna have to face judgment. But it's worse. It's way worse when you claim God, when you claim the truth, when you claim to be doing things for the right reasons. And you're lying about it. You claim to be a Christian organization or a church or a ministry or, the Pharisee defending the God of Israel and the temple or the nation of Israel or the nation of the United States. That's all lies to cover up your behavior of choice, your sin of choice. And yes, we all sin and fallen short of the glory of God, and we need the blood of Christ, of course. But then there's sins that involve others and abusing others and underlings, people who are under you in authority. That's what God really hates, I must say. Right? It shall not be this way among you. Don't lord it over them like the Gentiles. If you're in charge, if you're the leader, serve them. So it's the opposite of what you think. Look at me. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve, and I'm going to wash your feet right now, right? Like, that's the truth. But when you use his name and you say, you're actually not only abusing, not only sinning, not only in adultery, you're actually doing it with someone who's under your authority. Or you're, in the case of the government, you're threatening people and hurting them and saying you're going to go to Leavenworth if you speak on this ever. And by the way, I'm not just making these words up. I'm choosing them for a specific reason. It's not good. And God's not going to let you get away with it. You have to know. especially, and I got to just come back to this. If you're a Christian, if you're really trying to serve Jesus in IHOP, in any other ministry, in the government, in the Pentagon, in the CIA, in any other letter agency, wherever, and you know the truth and you just won't say it because you signed an NDA or because you signed a whatever the military version of that is, classified information. They have a abbreviation for everything, as we know. Anyone in intelligence who gets classified information has to sign one of these stupid things that says, if you ever speak on what's classified that you were told, you go to jail. No trial. No appeal. Because we said so, you go to jail. And okay, I mean, I get it. That's kind of strong-arming stuff. And if things can destroy the country and you don't want people saying that, I understand that. But you, common sense, again, would dictate. And if you're a Christian and if you see something evil going on and if you don't break that agreement, God will make sure you're in jail. His jail, called hell. Or whatever, until what the Lord would say, until you've paid every last penny of what you owe. So don't make it worse by I signed this paper, I agree to this thing, therefore I can't expose this darkness or this evil or this sin or this pastor or this leader or this government official. Bull. That's not God's way. There's no secrets. Everything in the Bible is revealed, revealed, revealed. After Daniel, yeah, that was sealed. Okay, you claiming the book of Daniel is yours? Like, what are you talking about? Even that's going to be unsealed. That's the point of this show. That's the point of this podcast. It's to say, yes, actually, God is unsealed it. He's unsealed it already. There's literally nothing that has anything to do with God or the scriptures that he's trying to hide. I mean, certain things are for him. We understand that part of it. But, right, it's everything about Paul is I'm going to reveal you a mystery. I'm going to tell you this mystery. I'm going to get it all out there. I'm going to tell you what the Old Testament meant. I'm going to tell you what God is all about on this. This the kingdom is that, right? It's all about answers, not about hiding things. Anyway, so if you're a Christian in any of those organizations, if you really are trying to be obedient, and if you see this evil, I don't care what the top, if you're in the government or a ministry or whatever, say something. Don't keep quiet anymore. Go public. Go public. Blame me. I don't care. Blame me. Okay. Let's see what we all are saying here in the comments. So remember, disclosure is guaranteed. Read Luke, Matthew, or Mark, but I was reading from Luke 12 today. So there's scriptural proof, okay? It's not somebody's opinion. It's guaranteed. Okay? All right. What do we all got here? Tiki says, and people stay in that congregation because they make men their idols. Both the Most High God. Well, that's definitely part of it. Yeah, hero worship, basically. That person, that minister, that pastor, that leader, whatever, is idolized by the other people, by this person maybe who is being victimized or abused, or someone who's not, but they're going to cover for the guy because, oh, well, he's godly. He can't possibly be guilty of this or that. Or he can't possibly be covering up. So dumb. Mokul says, why wasn't Dalton removed earlier? I've heard he's had affairs while being FAI. You heard correctly. He got caught. Now, why wasn't he removed earlier? I had the same question 4 years ago. I don't see. There's no if you're actually in adultery, you have a wife, you have children. If you're in adultery with another woman who is your subservient, they're under you, they're under your authority on the mission field, in another, literally halfway around the world in Turkey. And this is just the one incident that happened in, whatever, 2012. That's it. Okay, you go work somewhere else. You go back home. You're not coming back here. In fact, you founded this organization. We're going to scrap it right now. And we're going to start a new one without you. If we care about missions, if we really care about this, you're not important. God is. So you're out. We're going to start over. Go cleanse our, you know, wipe our hands, that whole thing. We're going to be right before God. That's what should have happened 12 years ago. But it didn't. He was allowed to come back. His home church pastor covered it up. I saw the alleged video of this confession where there was no confession by Dalton. He wasn't even on the camera. It was his pastor saying, Dalton, I've confessed to this affair and let's just move on. That was literally it. So nothing public was ever said. The organization never admitted it until what? Like we just opened the show with, when they're forced to. When a blog came out from a guy who used to work with them very closely and said, oh yeah, Dalton actually did do this. And then I did this with his wife. And this is all true, but yet to this day, Dalton accuses this guy who revealed the truth to be a liar. So anyways, I'm not trying to pile on the guy. I'm just saying, yes, he should have been removed 10 years ago plus. But he wasn't. He was restored by this local pastor and by a man named Mike Bickle. Coincidence? So, yes, he came back and he got super popular and he went to the White House. He went to talk to Donald Trump's administration. He's on Fox News Channel. He's literally raising millions in the tens of millions of dollars. And then it turns out, oh, he's been doing it more. And I think, I mean, the timing was way too perfect. It was definitely not a coincidence that after the Bickle stuff came out in October, that they finally said, you know what, Dalton, you're out of here. So. So he was put back, and God knows what happened those intervening years, other than a lot of money happened, a lot of publicity happened, a lot of fame happened, and now, whatever, now we see the ugly truth. That's a long answer there, Mokul. Well, sorry. Mokul says, there is a photograph of Mike Bickle choking two young women from IHOP. Yep. Well, and it's more than just that. There's many photos like that. And he would say he's just playing around and he was smiling and it was just the way he does things. And of course, we know that's bogus now. As I point out, Bond Servant says, the idea of good works or security being done, they just self-justify hiding the crime. That's right. Yep. And this is not new. You should know. This is old as time. This is old as Cain and Abel. After the murder of his brother, he says, what am I, my brother's keeper? Am I supposed to know where he is? He's lying to God to cover up his crime. That's what fallen man does. Hello, M on X. it's not an exaggeration for the audio, folks. That's all the name is there is the letter M, and the X is on the old Twitter platform. So M says, actually, I believe FAI has already started a third-party investigation. Again, my information is that they have claimed that. But the person I know who would be a part of on the interview list has never been contacted. And it's really a really critical central figure. That person should be called immediately and interviewed. But it's been 3 months and nothing. So I don't believe there's been anything started at all. My opinion. There's certainly no evidence of it. Right? And this is part of my issue, I don't want to go back to anything and be a guy who has issues. But just so we all know, right, with truth comes out, disclosure. is that, yeah, it was anyway, it was promised. But then immediately, we're not shutting down. We're continuing with the Bible studies. We're going to just roll on like nothing ever happened, was the immediate announcement. So it doesn't give you the, it doesn't give off the impression of we're really going to look into this and we're willing to put it all on the altar. We're willing to lose it all if this, you know, if we find out lots of evil things were happening. I mean, I don't know what more you need, but so I don't think there's been anything yet. I feel for his kids and his wife. I have five, I think. What a mess for his family, plus all the others outside the family affected. Yep. And I mean, just being honest, his wife wasn't guiltless either, by the way. She was part of this whole infidelity thing, too. It's just a mess. But yes, he is responsible primarily, yes. When you let the flesh have, Tiki says, when you let the flesh have control, you're pushing the Holy Spirit out. Yeah. And making it to where he can't operate in a submissive, willing soul. You short circuit his ability to deliver you. Basically, I can't argue with that. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. The works of the flesh are evident. And here's the big long list. And the works of the Spirit are these: love, joy, peace, patience, et cetera, et cetera. Jesus is not pointing a finger at him. It's holier than thou. I know it because I've lived it too. Yeah, amen. Signing NDA is immoral. I agree. Holy Spirit has power to deliver if you want him to and allow him to. Yeah, basically, yeah. M against his FAA. FAI had a two-strike policy that Dalton also agreed upon. He resigned after the second strike. I don't care about that. So what? Is that Bible? Like, okay, but it's more than two. Okay. It was more than two. But they could, what I was, again, I don't want to be a gossip or whatever, so I'm not going to say anything that I was told as a fact, but I trust the person who told me. Thought Dalton had great insights, but then through research and study, I realized he lifted a lot of his teaching from Reggie Kelly. Well, he certainly agrees with Reggie Kelly, and I love Reggie Kelly. Very good and solid man of God with good insights. I agree. Reggie is worth following for sure. Reggie does a 2 to 3 hour live Bible study with others on Saturday night called God's Foretold Work on YouTube. Edifying and like a strategy session for operations. Yeah, I wish Reggie would come on End Time Church, Tiki. If you have a way in with him, please let him know, because I've invited him and he's never come on. So I want him to be better known too. Anyway, the point is, whether it's a specific teacher or a ministry leader or a government official or a government program or a special access program, or whatever, nothing is too big to fail. Not your God's purposes are bigger than you and don't need you. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need Dalton. He doesn't need Mike Bickle. He doesn't need IHOP. He doesn't need FAI. He doesn't need the United States government. He doesn't need the Air Force. It doesn't need the CIA, on and on and on and on. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need End Time Church. He doesn't need Wings of the Eagle. He doesn't need anything to do what he wants to do. He will find somebody willing to do it, what he wants. Nope. Next. Not that he doesn't care. We know he cares a lot. He cares more than you could ever care about anything. We have to have the right relationship. Lord, my God, I will love you with all my heart, soul, mind, you know, love my neighbor as myself. The first commandment, don't have any other gods before me. This is a different relationship. It's not a peer thing. It's not a peer. He's your father and he's willing to save you and he's willing to tell you things and he's willing to give you a mission. That's not a one-on-one or one-to-one. His ways, not our ways, right? Thoughts are higher than ours. That's the quote, right? It's exactly what it means. All right, I'm not going to get argumentative here, M. By the way, what's your full name, brother? What more are you asking? I'm just telling you what happened, what the truth is. There should be, if there was a third party supposed to investigate everything, then that should be happening. And until then, they should shut down. That's what I think. Not proceed like normal and keep the funds rolling. Right. Yep. All right, guys. So that's the message. Okay. That's just what I wanted to put out there today. Again, it's not necessarily about any one thing or group or anything. But that, yes, disclosure is happening. It's going to happen fully 100%. Be on the right side. Okay. Be on God's side. Unsafe person would say the right side of history. Hey, M for Matthew. Sweet. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude. Yeah, so just be sure you're on the right side of this, because it's all going to come public. It's all coming out. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the day of the Lord, it's going to happen. And so get your stuff out now. Be totally honest. If you're a leader, if you're in the Pentagon, if you're in the CIA, if you're in IHOP, if you're in FAI, if you're in anywhere, then you know that you're in, you're abusing, you're in such a sin that you're compromising your whole mission and your whole ministry or organization or government. Get in, do a YouTube live, do Facebook, do a TikTok, tell the world yourself. Don't send somebody else to tell you, tell everyone. Don't send a crisis manager. Don't send a spokesman. Don't send the ministry. Send yourself. Take responsibility, put your face, and tell it all. Because God knows it already. And so, yeah, that's my hope. That happens before God makes it happen, okay? So don't force God into it. Volunteer now. It'll be better for yourself. It'll be better for everybody. That's the message. Disclosure's coming. This has been Wings of the Eagle. Unsealed, the official podcast. Please, again, subscribe, share this. It's really important. If you want me to continue to do this, if you like what we're doing as a ministry, we need your help. There's no other help coming in, okay? wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. We are not like other places with millions of dollars. That's the understatement of the millennium, okay? This is on faith. This is sacrificial. This is us doing it because we're the church. Okay. So that's it. Love you very much, guys. Until next time, Christopher Manti for Wings of the Eagle. This has been Unsealed. Bye.